Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver. Good morning, good morning. It's Friday and we made it through a week. Yes, I voted for the city, local-wide, in my neighborhood. I voted early for that. Please be sure to get out there and vote. Good morning. I am Sister Faye. Yes. It's October the 28th, 3 more days before the end of October is ending. And we'll soon embark on November. Amen. Amen. God is good. Amen. Accepting advice is my word of encouragement for today, coming from Proverbs chapter 13, verses 10 through 13, New Language Translation or the King James Version. Pride leads to conflict. Those who take advice are wise. People who despise advice are asking for trouble. Those who respect a command will succeed. Proverbs 13:10. Amen. I was wrong. There are a few phrases in the English language more difficult to say. Why? Because admitting we don't know everything requires humility. It's acknowledging a personal failure. It's listening to advice when our pride is already stinging. Pride is an ingredient in every conflict. It can stir up indignant feelings and lash out. Pride is a know-it-all just waiting for someone to dare suggest there might be a better way. Pride is impatient and often rude. Pride preserves self above anything else. Humility, on the other hand, is a calming suave in arguments and can help heal a relationship. Displaying a humble attitude takes work, but with it comes peace and a reassurance that we don't have to know it all or be right all the time. Humility helps us see others as Jesus sees them. Be open to advice of people you respect and admire. Ask for help when you need it and be receptive to tough love, even if you don't ask for it. When we open ourselves up to wise advice from others, we're open to God's instructions. True wisdom is hearing God's guidance through his word and following it. That is my word of encouragement for Friday, October the 28th, 2022. Lord, create in us a humble heart, O God. We welcome the loving instruction in your word, and we are open to hearing your wisdom from others. In Christ Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful weekend. COVID is still out here, of course. Then they have the children in school having this RSV respiratory disease going on now. And also the elderly adults are susceptible to those things. Please be careful. Still wear your mask. It's up to you. COVID shot, it's up to you. You know, hey, your life is your life. But we know that God is all. And keep walking in his faith. Have a nice weekend. God bless you. I love you. And may the peace be with you always. God is my rock and he's a miracle. Yes, yes. My husband is a walking miracle. And I say that wholeheartedly. I thank you for the prayers for him from all over. And special friends from out of town in Florida, Alabama, Ohio, Virginia, California. Just to mention where I've been getting phone calls from. Amen. Amen. I love you all. God bless you. Keep walking in the faith. Amen. Amen. I'll be back with you with another word of encouragement on Monday. God bless you. Love you.